Hello, you have reached Professor Heimshow podcast. In this episode, world is my own and I have made myself. A tale of two cultures, in English by a female voice.
Prophet Ezekiel delivers a prophecy on the doomsday destiny of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He also prophesizes on doomsday destiny of Egypt's egocentered culture, of which Pharaoh is top representative. Ezekiel quotes the life philosophy of that culture. Thus says Jehovah God, Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great crocodile who couches within the midst of his streams, who has said, Yeor is my own, and I have made myself. Ezekiel 29:3. What is the message conveyed by the prophet? Yeor is biblical Hebrew for the Nile River, source of life that flows throughout Egypt and has enabled, throughout history, flourishing Egyptian civilization and human habitation, even though rain is rare in this geographical region. There is seemingly no need in this region for the grace of the divine to live, namely, have water. The constantly flowing Nile provides that commodity aplenty, throughout the year, and no prayer for life-giving rain is required. The immediate consequence is this. Who is Jehovah, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not Jehovah, nor will I let Israel go. Exodus 5:2. Not surprisingly, as told to us by historians of ancient Egypt, the life-giving Yeor had been raised by ancient Egyptians to the level of deity. Prophet Ezekiel succinctly summarizes the underlying philosophy of the supreme being of Egypt, King Pharaoh. Not only has he raised himself to the level of deity, I produced myself, he has also declared the world in which he lived, the world of the great crocodile, Nile River, his own. Contrast this with the prevailing scripture principle. How manifold are your works, O Jehovah! In wisdom have you made them all. Psalms 104:24. The land of Israel is diametrically at odds with the land of Egypt, and the Torah finds it necessary to explicitly state the essential difference in the physical reality encountered by human beings living in the two regions. For the land into which thou go to possess it is unlike the land of Egypt, where you sow your seed and water it with your foot, as in a garden of vegetables. The land, which you transit into to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys. By rain of heaven would thou drink water. Deuteronomy 11:10-12. The two regions, naturally, but not necessarily, lead to two cultures. One culture expresses no faith in the divine, I have produced myself, or in divine intervention, world is my own. The other culture is based on inherent faith in the divine and in divine intervention. The story of Pharaoh is not singular in the Bible. In fact, its underlying theme resurfaces in three different variations. Between variations, the background stories differ. Yet, the underlying theme remains the same, and this theme has resurfaced as a major guiding principle in today's prevailing culture. After nearly 500 years of modern science, starting with its initiators, like Copernicus, Johannes Kepler, Galileo Galilei, and Isaac Newton, and with advances in technology that have immensely improved our well-being, humankind has not moved one iota closer to solving the fundamental great mysteries of human existence on Earth, mysteries that confront us every single day of our lives. Why are we here? Where have we come from and where are we going to, if at all? Why does the world exist? How has the universe come into being out of nothing? Is there God? Yet, advances in science and technology, modern-day version of eating of the fruit of knowledge, have blinded us to this grim reality and hid it from our vision. Therefore, we find ourselves today, unknowingly, in the same state of mind as were Adam and Eve, as were the people of the Tower of Babel, as was Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Three biblical stories, emanating from the same state of mind, reflecting same culture. Story 1. Adam and Eve wished to eat of the fruit of knowledge in order to be Elohim-like, knowing law of nature, thereby controlling nature. Yet, they ignored the true name of God, Jehovah Elohim, which conveys the double-faceted leadership of the divine in our world. By law of nature, represented by Elohim, and by divine morality, represented by Jehovah. The narrator of the story of the forbidden fruit repeats this double name, Jehovah Elohim, no less than 11 times, using no other name for the divine. Yet, Eve and the serpent relate only to Elohim, the creator of law of nature, and they desire to be like Elohim only, so that they know law of nature and be able to rule nature. They express no desire at all to be also Jehovah-like. For that moral failure, Adam and Eve were doomed to be expelled from the Garden of Eden, with the serpent, an animal that can never advance in straight line, as their permanent escort. Story 2. The people of the city of Babel are led by King Nimrod, literally meaning, in biblical Hebrew, "Let us rebel." They have just developed new technologies to rule nature and have proven them viable, Genesis 11:2. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. Once the people of Babel have become aware of their newly acquired technological capabilities, allowing control of nature, the immediate aftermath of this realization is not unlike modern-day response to current-day scientific and technological advances. Let us build us a city, and a tower whose top reaches heaven, Genesis 11:4. Story 3. Pharaoh saying, "Yeor is my own, and I have made myself," Ezekiel 29:3. Three biblical stories, Adam and Eve, Tower of Babel, Pharaoh of Egypt, they all are telling same story in three varieties. They all convey same human condition in which we find ourselves today, only to the extreme, resulting in an identical response. World is my own, and I have made myself.